Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
December 9th, Wrangler National Finals Rodeo at number 9 of 10 rounds in the competition. In the bareback bronc riding, Tanner Oss of Minnesota was 88.5 points on Pete Carr Pro Rodeo bucking horse Good Time Charlie. He won $26,230.77, like each round pays for each event. Steer wrestling event round 9, Oklahoman Riley Duval was a 3.6 second time to claim the round. In the team roping header division, Blackfeet Cowboy Dustin Bird roping with his partner Russell Cordoza did not get a time tonight. That'll cost him not only in the team roping but in the all-around standings. Navajo Eric Rogers from Round Rock, Arizona was a 4.5 second time with his partner 17-time qualifier Corey Petska to finish third and pick up over $15,000. Shea Carroll won the team roping healer division with his partner Colton Schmidt to win the round with a 3.6 second time. In the Saddle Bronc Riding Survey Championship Rodeo, bucking horse Vitalix Alpha Dog took Rider Right to the fifth round win. That beats the record of Billy Edbauer winning 5 out of 10 rounds at the Wrangler NFR in the bronc riding. He was 88.5 points to claim the round. In the tie-down roping competition, it was a tie with a 7.4 second time, Ryan Jarrett and Marty Yates splitting the round. In the ladies' barrel racing competition, Amberlee Moore claimed her third round of the week with a 13.49. Bull riding, Brennan Eldred, 94.5, just 1/2 point off the National Finals Rodeo record high score on D&H Cattle. Sweet Bros Bruiser, the name of the bull, took him to 94.5. As of round number 9, Tim O'Connell of Iowa cinched the world title for the Bareback Bronc Riding Championship for 2016. The Bareback Bronc Riding title is cinched. Steer wrestling, a very close race. Tyler Wagerspach from Louisiana ahead of the pack with over 231,000. In the team roping header division, Navajo Eric Rogers has moved up to fifth place with over 166 grand. Dustin Bird is in second. Blackfeet Cowboy with 200,000. Your leader from Texas, Luke Brown, with 211,000. It's going to come down to the 10th round for the world title with a Blackfoot Cowboy in contention. Team roping healer division, Jake Long is on top of the pack from Texas with 208,000. Dustin Bird's partner, Russell Cordoza, is in third. Jacobs Crawley defending his world title with 242,000, but 18-year-old Ryder Wright is hot on his tail with 211,000. Texas versus Utah in a 10th round standoff. Brazilian Marcus Costa has led the world all season long, and he is leading it with the finals by $1,000 or less. Marty Yates from Texas hot on his tail. Then there's Hunter Heron from Oklahoma right there in the pack in the tie-down roping. Bull riding competition, Brendan Eldred from Oklahoma has come up within $20,000 of the two-time and defending world champion Sage Kimsey, who is on top of the world with round number 10 to go on Saturday night in the City of Lights. We had an opportunity to visit with Tanner Ross, Minnesota bareback bronc rider, after round 9 win.
Good Time Charlie, great horse. I've seen him plenty of times. You know, he's taken a lot of my buddies to the pay window. That's another one I've just been craving, and I got to get on for the first time at the national finals. I mean, that just means the world to me. I was excited when I saw the draw last night. I had a little bit of those first night jitters again, actually, and you saw the guys ride tonight. I mean, the competition here is outstanding. Everyone's just still enthusiastic after 9 nights. It's incredible. There's guys in come out of the sports med, and they're all taped up and full of ice, and they're still happy to be here, and that really fuels the fire and makes it fun.
18-year-old Ryder Wright in the spotlight again.
It's awesome being here with not only my dad, but my brothers and my uncles. You know, all year I've been rodeoing with them, and all year I've had their great advice, whether it's driving down the road or at the practice pen at home or even behind the chutes here. I've always got someone there helping me, and it's awesome.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.